I've always wanted to tell stories. At a very early age, I would write little tales for my mother to read. And in my teens, I created magazines filled with jokes and silly stories to sell to my school friends. I was an early self-publisher. I fell in love with crime fiction in my early teens through encountering The Hound of the Baskervilles on the school library shelves and seeing Basil Rathbone playing Holmes in old films on television around the same time. When I was at university in the 1970s, I wanted to write my final dissertation on Conan Doyle, but was told that he was not a significant enough author for academic study. So, in my spare time, for my own amusement, I began writing an article on the films of Sherlock Holmes, a particular passion of mine. This grew and grew until I had a full-length manuscript on my hands. I sent it off to a publisher and, amazingly, my first submission to my first publisher was accepted straight away. If only it was as easy these days. The year I obtained my degree, I had my first book out. The thrill and excitement of receiving my copy through the post has never left me, and I still tingle when I see a real live book with my name on it. The thought of someone sitting down and reading, and hopefully enjoying, something I have created is thrilling and remarkably satisfying. Sherlock Holmes remains part of my writing and indeed my social life, but I have branched out, writing novels featuring my own detectives and other forms of fiction, including ghost stories. Creating an interesting protagonist is a great joy, and it is fun to grace them with certain characteristics of your own, while you can make others as different from you as you wish. Unlike many writers, I do not plan meticulously before starting a novel. I begin with an idea and a vague concept of the denouement, and then start typing. Miraculously, it seems to me, the stories and characters take shape as though they are controlling me. This mysterious creative process is addictive. So, to sum up, telling stories, knowing that other people will read them, creating excitement, drama and intrigue out of thin air, and seeing my name on a dust jacket is the real driving force behind my desire to write. I am hopeless at sport and do-it-yourself. I cannot play the piano or sing, but I can write a story. And that makes me smile.